This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. We are talking as cleanly as possible about cursing on Free Talk Live.
In clinical fashion.
Yeah, because we are on the radio, and the FCC gets mad when you say certain words.
The FCC.
Exactly. And then, Jonathan, you're sharing a story from, where was the source on this one again?
The Psychology Blog.
Psychology Blog.
Spring.org.uk.
So there's science going on here.
Science.
Where the science has shown that swearing might actually be good for you if done in moderation. And
yeah, I think it's probably, I'm hoping that it's better science than the, there's a really well-known Facebook group called I Effing Love Science. Which
one's a fake
really
site,
don't.
One's a real site though, right?
Hmm?
There's the IFL Science, there's two sites, one's fake and one's real. Oh, did you not know about this?
No, I did not know.
Oh yeah, you might be on the spoof one.
There's one's
I
got,
just keep seeing articles from them that they supposedly like science, but a lot of times they share stuff that's just like, come on.
No, that's probably
but it's
I
not that it's a spoof,
one.
It's just that it's bad science.
Yeah, but I won the real one. It's pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the satire
one. I don't remember which one is which. So it's one of those .com.info or something like that. We'll see if we can figure that out for you here. But first, let's go to George in Toronto before we talk about more swears. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. So did Sarah call in yet?
Yes, she usually calls in within the first hour of the show. So you're talking about Sarah from New Mexico, our chronic, most chronic of all callers.
The one that's afraid of cars.
Yeah,
yes,
apparently
that one.
Tonight she's from Albuquerque, Arizona.
The thing is, I think she's a reptilian.
Ooh, now this is a new twist. Now what makes you...
Living in New Mexico would clearly indicate that that's probably a good chance, you know, if you live in New Mexico.
It's hot climate.
It's cold-blooded.
Her species is thousands of years old.
Mm-hmm. Now, what makes you believe...
Humans are thousands of years old, too.
Wait a minute. I want to know what...
Thousands of years old.
But what makes you believe that she is a reptilian, sir? Is it the fact that she lies all the time? Is that what reptilians are known for? Or, like, how do you determine?
She's on both sides, see?
On both sides of what?
Of everything. And she's afraid of cars. That was the biggest alarm ring.
I think she's on both sides of the rock that she sleeps on, because as the sun moves, she's got to move to the other side when it gets warm or cold on the one side.
Thanks for the call, George. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Now, I think he was trolling, but there are some people who really do believe that there are some sort of reptilian alien species walking among us.
Right.
Watch too many episodes of V, I think. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450.
Marina Baccarin, I would watch that for...
It was a good show. The remake one, I saw that one. I liked it. 855-450-3733. Coming up, we get the chance, game of the week from you, Johnson.
Sure.
You've got a game of the week you haven't even played yet. You're that excited.
I pre-ordered it. Pre-ordered it like a month ago, and it was waiting at the store for me. So,
So let's talk more about swearing, though, because when you're a gamer, it's something that you do, right? Gamers
especially
like to swear.
Online to little kids.
It's usually
I think
the little kids
swear more.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. That was kind of my point, is that they're just like, what is going on with this, like this little, you'll hear these little voices just, you know, just saying the most foul possible things, like things that you're like, what?
So you play with the online...
It's been a while. I mean, I'm not really into a lot of the, like, Call of Duty games.
So
or,
you don't
you
use
know,
the headset to communicate?
I mean, I have in the past. It's just been a long time since I've done that.
Gotcha.
Like, most of the, I'm more of a PC gamer than I am a console gamer.
You still have that for PCs. They got, like, TeamSpeak and other programs like that.
PC gamers tend to be adults. Because kids can't afford high-end gaming systems.
I don't know about that. I mean, the few times that I've heard people chattering on PC games, they sound like young males.
Let's clarify. So the type of games, like, okay, the console games have drawn away the amateur, casual gamer to be more on there. And a lot of the games that were more popular in PCs in the past, like first-person shooter games, mm-hmm. have drawn people to... the consoles. So, you know, a lot of the younger generation who, you know, their parents are going to be more likely to buy them a game system that's, you know, like a $300, a $400 Xbox.
Maybe.
Versus a $2,000 gaming PC. So a lot of the times when you are playing those type of games on PCs, it's just more adults on a PC.
I'd be interested to see if there's any kind of study on that that actually looks at the numbers. Like Steam,
if you're talking about
instance.
A lower end game, yeah. A more casual game like a puzzler or something like a Minecraft, uh-huh. which doesn't require heavy things, well then it's clear. Minecraft is tons and tons and tons of kids. I mean,
on computers.
There is a Minecraft version for Xbox, but there are different versions for like phone and Xbox. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're not cross-platform server compatible, but they're different versions. They're different versions. They're slightly altered. It's kind of silly, and I think most people are like, I'm not going to play the other version. I want to play the root version so I can play with friends and be on the PC. So it's mostly a PC game, and I think that it's just dominated by kids.
Well, I mean, I don't doubt that you're right that more younger people are using the console systems, but mm-hmm. I don't know if you're correct about the reasons. I mean, there are young males or females, and probably still mostly males, but right. Women are more into games than ever before.
Right.
They have nothing else to spend money on, so when they have money, they can spend it all on a computer. It's not like they have to pay rent.
You're still talking about almost the price of a car, you know. Like,
but you don't have to have a top-of-the-line computer to be able to play newer generation games. You can get away with a mid-level computer, and you just have to turn down the quality of the graphics in the game. Or if you
but what I'm saying is that a lot of these people have been drawn to consoles because it's cheaper. The option is there, so why wouldn't you take that option if it's almost equivalent?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see.
You're thinking from your mindset where you turned into a PC gamer.
Yeah, I grew up with PC games.
It was a different time, man.
I don't know.
It was a different time.
I'd like to see the numbers. I'd like to see Steam, which is the largest platform on the computer as far as delivering games.
Versus like Xbox Live or the PlayStation Network? Yeah.
I would just like to see them break down their demographics.
Sure.
Because certainly, you know, the money is obviously going to be in the millennials and the Gen Xs who have more disposable income. But at the same time, they may not have as much disposable income. If they're, if you're a young person and you're working or your parents are giving you money, then you don't have to spend money on anything else. You can spend it exclusively on your hobbies. So it would be interesting to see the breakdown of, you know, how many people using Steam are 12 to 20 or, 20 to 30 or whatever the demographics that they have.
Right.
Anyway, let's go on with more
swearing.
Swearing, which you will hear plenty of when you're on the online gaming platforms.
So, we were talking about light swearing and light swearing being persuasive and that lack of passion can be fatal to attempts to persuade others to our point of view.
They were talking about in like business meetings.
Right. And you were saying that business meeting, well, guess what? They go on to say light swearing can even be useful in a relatively formal situation like a lecture. That when you show some feeling, the audience notices, credits you with sincerity, and is more likely to take your message to heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get away with it, you want to. It says, note here that the study tested the use of damn it, nothing strong.
And
there is more stuff about the study. So you would have to, it's light swearing, so you'd have to be really careful about that and know your audience pretty well, I think.
Okay.
You know, you're probably not going to get away with that when you're, I'm giving a lecture at the local church.
So a light swear would not qualify as what we... The words we can say on the radio would probably qualify as light swearing. The words you can't say on the radio would probably be not...
I think that there's probably things you can say on the radio that probably would not even be considered light, even though they're not even swears.
Maybe.
So, you have to just be careful with your use of language. Sign of a good vocabulary. Here we go. People who know more swear words also have stronger verbal abilities, a recent study found. Knowing how to swear, then, is not a sign of poor vocabulary.
Hmm.
It, in fact, signals a better vocabulary. One caveat. This study does not test or suggest that using lots of swear words is a sign of a larger vocabulary. It only tested and found that knowing them is linked to a larger vocabulary.
Okay.
So, it's not that verbal crutch where it's the same, you're using the same one word over and over and over again. It's swearing in a profuse and
I do feel smarter if I know foreign swear words.
Yeah, and I know how to swear in like six different languages. I think I know all the major ones. But let's say, Make Friends is the next one. Oddly, swearing can actually be a sign of happiness. And we'll leave that there, and that'll
be
the tease.
We can continue here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the game of the week. What is it that Johnson is effing excited about that he pre-ordered it on, was it on a game, video game store?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
okay, right. We'll continue here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can join us right here by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Effing Johnson.
And we are talking about profanity. We're talking about cursing and how it may actually be good for you, not only your health,
but... if you haven't... I mean, I suggested this earlier. If you haven't sworn at home, you know, as you're listening, please do so now. Take a moment. Get some out. Very good.
Yes, do it before you call the show. You've got to get it out of the system. Also, want to let you know about Hemp Fest. It's coming up. New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It's named one of the top hemp festivals in all, the top 10 in all of the United States. And it's only in its third year this year. It's going to be better than ever. And we're going to be broadcasting live for the first time ever at Hemp Fest. We used to do a yearly camping festival early on in the summertime. And unfortunately, we're not going to be continuing to do that festival. But we're going to be doing Hemp Fest now instead. NHHempFest.com, August 25th through the 28th. You do need to have a VIP ticket in order to actually get into the studio to see Free Talk Live. So keep that in mind. Although we're going to be there the entire weekend. So, you know, you still can't afford, if you can't afford the VIP, it's not that much more expensive. I mean, if you're thinking about flying up or, you know, traveling up here, obviously you're talking about a fair amount of money just in general to get to the northern portion of New Hampshire. It's not that much more to upgrade to VIP. But either way, whether you get VIP or not, we're looking forward to seeing you at New Hampshire Hemp Fest this year. Free Talk Live will be there for the first time.
It's a lot of fanfare for rope. I mean, I just don't.
Well, there's going to be more than hemp going on at Hemp Fest. It's just called the Hemp Fest, Johnson. They're actually going to have. And this
I have no idea what you mean.
Well, they couldn't call it. You know, I don't know if I can say that or not.
Cannabis Fest?
Weed Fest?
Why couldn't they call it that?
I mean, I guess they could, but it just seems like a really good way to get rid of it.
It's a little more in your face if you do that. But one of the things they're going to be having, and I don't think they're keeping this quiet, is the very first ever Cannabis Cup for New Hampshire. Now, this is something that has happened in other places like the Netherlands.
I mean, I knew there were a lot of uses for hemp, I mean, including plastic, but I mean, what's so special about making a plastic cup out of it?
The Cannabis Cup, for those who don't know, is an event where fancy cannabis will be smoked by judges, and then a winner will be determined. And at what time that will be, I don't know if that has been announced, but it will happen at some point, at some place.
Who are the judges, and do we know any of them?
I don't know, but I'm hoping I can finagle my way in.
We need trusted sources here. You know,
no, I don't think I'd be very good.
International presence. Oh, really?
I don't think I'd be very good. I'm not a connoisseur.
A swag smoker?
No, well, I don't have a problem with smoking mids or whatever, right. Cannabis mid-grade, but I don't think... It's not that I don't like the
fancy
cannabis.
Nobody ever called them lows, do they?
Well, there's regs. Where I come from, there's regs, mids, and chronic. Up here, they've got different terms. There's middies, there's headies.
Did anybody ever actually call their weed regs then or whatever? You know, like, does anybody, or is it always?
Probably not. They probably just call it weed.
I mean, I've heard the use of the word middies many times. But
right, that's a northern
But they're usually referring to garbage. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, there won't be any garbage at the Cannabis Cup, I suspect. And I don't know what the rules are for how you can become a judge of that, so don't ask me, you know, details there. But it's going to be a good event, and they're expecting thousands of people at this event, like 2,000 to 3,000 people attending, not the Cannabis Cup, but the entire Hemp Fest, which is
a group photo.
Again, a weekend-long event, August 25th through the 28th. Go to nhhempfest.com. Tickets are on special early bird sale throughout the month of June, so don't delay. Start making your plans now. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And, Johnson, back to the story from Cyblog about cursing.
Making friends is another use, apparently, for cursing. Swearing can actually be a sign of happiness. Social swearing is a way of bonding people together. It can be intended to be friendly and often appears when people are relaxed and happy. Think of a group of, think of a group of police officers or doctors happily swearing away together.
No, I don't want to think of that. I like to think that my doctors stay away from police as much as possible.
I think they meant police officers swearing with other police officers and doctors swearing
with
doctors.
Okay, good, as long as my doctors are staying away from the house.
I don't like to think of a group of police officers happily swearing away together. Positively.
I like to think of a group of police officers happily or happy.
Think of a group of activists.
But couldn't the opposite be true?
At least activists happily swearing together at or about a cop.
Cop block, actually.
Cop block.
Happily swearing together, that's better.
About.
But police. Wait, I mean, if you're saying that people who are swearing are more comfortable, aren't there people who swear because they're uncomfortable swearing because they're nervous?
To relieve pain. You know, that would be the use to relieve pain.
But then
pain.
You get happier. You're right. You're right. More happy than you were before.
So swear when you're uncomfortable and then swear when you're comfortable. Yeah. They're just saying swear all the time, but not
exactly.
Too much.
That's what,
but
that,
not too much.
Well, I don't think that the not too much is applicable, obviously.
Oh, you right, because you're an advocate of...
I'm an advocate of swearing as much as possible whenever
much.
You can.
See, I don't agree with you there, Johnson. I think that I'm somebody who's actually, I swear less now than I did. When I was a teenager, I did a lot of swearing, and I cut out most of the swearing from my vocabulary, not just because I was on the radio, but because it did seem like it was a less intelligent thing to
do. Well, see, I'm not an advocate of non-intelligent swearing. I'm not an advocate of using crutch words. I'm an advocate of not only swearing, but using profanity in non-swear words. In fact, I prefer when people... are vulgar in a Shakespearean fashion.
I see.
You know, when people, you know, call somebody a lack-witted dullard who felches hamsters.
Oh, my.
You know, certain, you know, that's something you
there's
can say.
There's some reason we can say that, but not the S-word.
Right? You know, like, You can say horrific things without swearing. You know, like, there are definitely ways of, you know, manipulating the language that are fantastic. You know, there's a scene that I really liked from the Matrix movie.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was the second Matrix movie. There was a character called the Merovingian, which is a French character who talks about how swearing in French is like, you know, wiping yourself with silk. And then he just proceeds to go into a litany of swears in French.
Okay.
And it's just, it comes out very smooth sounding, and it sounds like poetry almost.
I gotcha.
You know, and it's just, I think that if you are able to wax poetic and loquacious with your swears, do so.
All right,
you know.
Fair enough.
And the last one is that the swearing is an emotional expression, which again points back to that right side of the brain sort of thing. It's swearing is closely related to emotions, as such it can be an important form of expression. Miss Amy Zeil, an author of a study on the subject, said, "Our study found that when we raised people's emotional arousal level, they became more proficient at swearing, such that they were able to produce a greater number of different swear words and expressions in a one-minute period. This provides experimental support for the theory that swearing is emotional language." Now they end,
seems obvious that it's emotional.
They end the argument. They end the article here, Ian, with, I think you'll appreciate this, the obligatory health warning. Taboo words are taboo for a reason. Hearing them can make others feel very uncomfortable. Swearing is also highly inappropriate in many situations.
So. Yeah, I would say that's true. And some swears are considered more inappropriate than others, like the C word, for instance, is generally considered.
Hey, I'll see you next Tuesday.
That one is generally considered unadvisable in pretty much any circumstance.
Ah, not if you're British. Then you say it every second syllable.
Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
That's news to me.
I'll see you at the pub. Yeah.
Is that a big word?
Oh, yeah,
over
it's
there?
Like a friendly word over there. It's like, hey, you know, whatever.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, but if there's some words you say, we will have to get rid of your call. Otherwise, you can say pretty much anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist,
author of 85 books and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450. Free.
You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855. That's 453. 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, hour and a half long feature-length documentary film. You can watch it for free online at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's Ian, Melanie, and Johnson in the studio. We were talking about swearing. We can also talk about Johnson's Game of the Week and an interesting news story that's come out about people's habits on social media. People are spending less time than last year on social media apps. It says here much less time. And we'll talk about that. But first, let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Yes, won't you not perform a study as to why nobody laughs when Johnson Rice cuts a joke? Because he's not okay. Funny.
Hey, I appreciate you used effing there. That was a good use.
So one of the two of the dumbest people I've ever heard on public radios used the F-bomb in every other sentence. One of them I can easily forgive because she's a stupid teenage girl. The other one I think actually is just out of her teen years and is Rob's significant other. Both shows appear on Loser
Have you called into their network. Show yet, like you were challenged to do?
He did, actually.
I will. You got my phone number. You can call me anytime you want, Johnson Rice, when you sit in with a stupid dumb girl. God love her. I know
that's not how radio shows usually work. That, you have to call in.
He doesn't Melanie, these things.
Hey, Melanie, you two guys, you and Johnson Rice effing, you make a lovely couple.
really not, but
yeah,
okay.
No.
Thanks for the call, James. That's enough for me tonight.
He's drunk again, as usual.
Yeah, probably. At least he held it back. I mean, he actually did use the C word when he called in, too.
Oh, did he?
He was referring to Renee's and Cody's show, Anarchy right. After Dark, and
well,
Off Air
Live. Well, it's okay on their airwaves.
So. It is.
Well, yeah, because they're not on the radio.
And good for him if it helps relieve his pain.
Well, they're on the radio.
Clearly he has a lot.
In some places. There are pirate radio stations that will pick up the LRN.FM feed, so there are certain places in the world where you can actually listen to LRN.FM on the radio waves. Of course, it's not legal to do that, but that makes it all the more fun when you hear those things.
We'd probably quit doing if they legally advise it.
I would hope that they would. Unfortunately, they're actually making it more criminal in some places. The state of Florida and the state of New York have made it a misdemeanor offense to be operating an unlicensed radio station. But in the other 48 states, it's not a criminal offense. It's just the FCC will issue you a notice of apparent liability claiming that you are the person they believe to be who operates the station that's operating, and that if you don't shut it off, then they will issue you a fine of up to $10,000. And then if they do issue the fine of $10,000, they will give you a myriad of ways that you can pay the fine. But if you don't pay the fine, then my understanding, and this isn't legal advice, this is just what I understand from researching the subject, is that they have to send the fine to the Department of Justice for prosecution prior to them being able to actually collect. So they have to get a court order to pay before you actually have to pay the FCC its fine. And the rumor is the FCC will never do this because in order to do that, they would have to be subject to the court possibly overturning the FCC regulations on freedom of speech grounds. So basically, the theory is that the FCC is just basically bluffing their way through going after these pirate radio operators, that they'll issue you a $10,000 fine and sit back and see, you know, issue a bunch of $10,000 fines and sit back and see which suckers pay up, basically. Because most of them will shut the equipment off when they're threatened. So the FCC usually doesn't have to go and confiscate equipment.
Well, haven't they raided places and
they
stole,
do.
They'll take their equipment? And
that hurt. That's a hit. No doubt. That's a hit to an operation.
But how do you do that? Like, you know, and like what happens if they show up and they go to steal your equipment and you shoot them?
You would be charged with probably some sort of murder, would be my guess.
I mean, would you though? I mean, it's on private property. If they don't have the authority to do that, then you get taken to court.
They have the authority.
You don't necessarily have the same defense laws, self-defense laws in every state.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so self-defense
it would be certainly interesting, though.
Is not usually legal.
Like, I mean, it would be certainly interesting to say, like, well, if they don't have the right to shut this down on free speech grounds, then they're stealing property and trespassing on private property.
Right. But
where's your warrant? You're not law enforcement.
It's going to be hard to come back around to that after you've already, you know, tried to get through a criminal murder case.
Right.
So I would recommend not shooting FCC agents.
Yeah, I mean, First Amendment is the defense to a murder statute is not a good thing.
Right. Yeah, you're overcomplicating, unnecessarily complicating the issues in that case. If you were going to be running a unlicensed radio station, I would recommend having security camera footage and also a video camera in your hands as any kind of raid takes place. You're going to shoot the police, shoot video footage of them. you can shoot profanities at them at the same time. So do maybe a little double video footage.
That's going to be taken out of context.
Somebody's going to make a cop block t-shirt that says shoot the police with a video camera on.
They haven't done that already?
I don't know. They should, though.
In other news from CNBC.com, people are spending less time on social media apps, in some cases substantially less, according to a new study from marketing intelligence firm SimilarWeb. The company compared Android users' daily time spent on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, which are arguably four of the most popular instant messaging apps or social messaging apps, or whatever the heck you call these things these days, social media. From January to March of 2016, they compared that time frame with the same time frame from 2015. They looked at data from the U.S., U.K., Germany, Spain, Australia, India, South Africa, Brazil, and Spain. So a fairly large swath of data here. Facebook's Instagram?
Yes, Facebook owns Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a new thing?
No, new as in maybe several years ago.
Interesting. Facebook, I've never used Instagram, so I don't know really. I just know people post pictures there. Yeah. That's about all I know. Facebook's Instagram saw the biggest year-over-year drop. Its usage was down 23.7% this year.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's huge.
This is huge. It's their mobile site. I kind of feel like that's the thing. They fixed the mobile site, and so now, people use the apps less.
I don't know. What's kind of funny, though, too, is I also bet, though, that Instagram is down because Facebook bought them.
Maybe. Do people hate Facebook that much?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like Facebook.
Right.
Closely followed by Twitter, which is down 23.4%. Again, this is from 1 year to the next. Snapchat down 15.7%. Snapchat's been like the hot new thing for a while. Facebook down 8%.
And these numbers being so similar is kind of interesting, too.
Well, Facebook only down 8%. Right. But nonetheless, still pretty statistically significant drops. Twitter.
Where is it going? That's the real.
That was my question. Right. Like, okay, so Melanie's suggestion here is that they're going to the mobile version of the site,
right,
which is what I did with Facebook.
Yeah.
I did have their app for a while, a couple years ago, and then I decided this app is huge. It wants permissions to do everything on my phone.
Right.
I don't trust Facebook. I'm uninstalling the app.
I mean, interestingly, we have this data of how long you're on these apps.
Right.
Yeah, where does that come from?
Right.
How do they get that information? Maybe Android is reporting that about their app usage. I don't know. Maybe
that's what Android knows in the first place. I mean,
right,
like you have to know and then turn over the data.
Well, maybe that's one of those things where you opt in, where it says you can send anonymous usage statistics
right
to Google, and this will help your experience.
Right.
Maybe that's where
Google
they're getting.
Google never asked me for anything.
No, it's
they
when
ask
you start.
All the time,
it's when you,
right when you start a service.
It's,
yeah,
it's usually when you turn your phone on for the first time. When
yeah
you're first setting up your phone, there's some little checkbox that says send along anonymous usage statistics to Google.
I bought a new phone last year, and I've never been asked that.
Okay. It's been there every time
I've
set up a phone.
I'm sure the spyware is there, but I've never been asked permission.
Well, it is anonymous, so they don't know who, you know, is
right
using
who
it
are
how
yeah
often.
That's very, it's different from spyware in that it's...
You've opted in that case, it's not spyware.
Yeah.
So, anyway, shocking information here, and there's a little bit more about it, breaking it down by countries. But this is the big question is, are people, you know, what are your habits? If you're
right
listening to this and you're saying, okay, yeah, I'm not using Instagram, or I'm not using... Snapchat.
I don't use these social media apps anymore because I go outside.
Happening outside. And if there is, you should probably be.
I've decided
it.
I like to go for walks and look at birds, and I took up sewing and macrame.
That seems unlikely. Toll free number tonight, 855-450.
Like people are taking up hobbies that like involve. I actually decided I wanted to go outside just to talk to people. In person.
There are
face
no people
face
outside who talk face to.
Who aren't on a phone. 855-450-3733. If you can put your phone down for a moment to dial it and call in, we'd love to have you participate here. Maybe that's why participation in Free Talk Live is off, despite the fact that we have more radio stations than ever. It's Free Talk Live.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Johnson.
And don't forget, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. Very, very simple, and it works well, and it's the same great Amazon that you're used to. We could talk here in a moment about Johnson's game of the week, but first a little bit more about people's social media habits. Social media app habits specifically are changing surprisingly dramatically. According to a study by marketing intelligence firm SimilarWeb, they looked at Android data. And they compared people in countries around the world, U.S., U.K., Germany, Spain, Australia, India, South Africa, Brazil, and Spain, and found tremendous drops in some Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. It was Instagram down the most, down 23.7% between last year and this year. They studied the months from January to March in both years. Twitter down 23.4%, Snapchat down 15.7%, Facebook down 8%. In the U.S., typically social media's most lucrative market, Instagram use was down 36.2%. Twitter down 27.9%, Snapchat 19.2%, and Facebook down 6.7%. Despite this drop, Facebook users in the U.S. continued to spend the most time using the app, with a total amount of 45 minutes and 29 seconds every day on average. Facebook users in India use the app the least, spending 22 minutes and 59 seconds daily on average, but I suspect one of the reasons for that is that they're likely paying for data a little bit more so in India than they are in the United States. Americans are also the biggest Snapchatters, spending 18 minutes using the app daily, followed by the French and then the British. Across all four apps, users spent the least time using Twitter, Current installs, that is the number of apps installed on devices for the big four social media apps among Android users in the country studied, were down 9% year over year. Meanwhile, Facebook's messaging apps, WhatsApp and Messenger, increased their installs, up 15% and 2% respectively. Which, by the way, I'm pretty upset at this Facebook Messenger nonsense. And I would like to reiterate, I don't know if I've talked about it on the air yet, but so I mentioned earlier that I had uninstalled Facebook's app.
Right.
Because it's a humongous app, and all it really does is it apes their website. So I couldn't understand why I would really want this app. I don't want all the damn notifications blowing up my phone
right.
from Facebook. I mean, I spend enough time on Facebook. I don't need reasons to spend more time on Facebook, and notifications would create more excuses to go back to Facebook. So those were my motivations for getting rid of the app. It's a suspicious app, given that it's so large, given that it's just basically a glorified web browser for Facebook.
Right.
So I couldn't understand, you know, why do you need an app that's 100 megabytes? Or however the hell large it is now. It's just kept getting bigger and bigger over time. So number one, uninstalled it to save space. Number two, uninstalled it because it's Facebook and it's likely spying on you. A good example of this was there was I think it was actually Neil from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence who posted on his Facebook recently that the app collected photos from his phone and sent him a notification saying, hey, we found these pictures on your phone. Would you like to go ahead and upload them to Facebook? And that was the moment when he realized
Google
he should uninstall.
That's not creepy at all.
Yeah, right. And you know, you didn't ask them to do that. They just went right ahead and went through your photos and then decided to ask you before they uploaded them.
Right.
I mean, for all you know, the next step is to just have them say, we've already uploaded every photo in your phone. Oh, you didn't want that? Well, you can remove them if you'd like.
One at a time.
Yeah, of course, they're already in the Facebook database at that point.
We know you uploaded 10,000 photos, but you can remove them one at a time and click confirm on every single photo that you
removed. That's the way they do it, for sure. So I uninstalled Facebook's app, and I've been satisfied with their mobile site for my usage of Facebook. But just within the last 2 weeks, there has become a notice up on the Facebook mobile site. When you're on the Facebook mobile and you hit the message indicator, it will tell you, oh, we're going to be getting rid of Facebook messaging on our mobile site. If you want to be able to message your friends on Facebook, you have to install Facebook Messenger app. Because for whatever reason, having one app isn't enough for Facebook. They have to have the Facebook app, and then the Facebook Messenger app, and then a third app to take care of Facebook pages. So if you have all of the Facebook entire suite of apps on your phone, it's probably taking up an entire phone if you've got a smaller, cheaper phone. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so, no, I'm not interested in putting the Facebook Messenger app on my phone, but they're basically going to coerce, I mean, it's not real coercion, but they're doing their best to shoehorn as many of their users into using these apps as they possibly can by basically hobbling or crippling their mobile website. So right now, if you want to use the messaging portion of their mobile site, you have to click the message thing, then Facebook will automatically pop up the Play Store to try to get you to install their Messenger app.
Right.
Which I don't want to do, so I have to back out from the Play Store, go back to the browser, click an X to get rid of Facebook's warning, then it shows me the messages. So I have completely given up on Facebook messaging. If you send me a message on Facebook, the only way I'll check it is if I'm on a regular computer. That's
the only
way I can.
What's interesting for me is the way that people, a lot of average people, like probably the majority of average people use Facebook. And if I had to use Facebook this way, I would have quit Facebook a long, long time ago.
It's terrible.
It's the terrible. But no, I don't know that you're necessarily understanding what I'm going to say yet, which is that I think that a lot of people in the Liberty community use Facebook very differently than the average person does, which is a real solid communication tool. Not just posting statuses and whatnot, but like posting statuses that are interactive and communicating with one another, like about topics that are going on, that are things that are happening in real life, you know, that there are these huge crazy debate threads that are going on, like that would happen on the message board, that are happening on Facebook, which I don't think that happens for the average person. The average person is like, look at my vacation photos.
Really?
Look at the photos of my dog or my kid. You know, like, it's just, and that's That's all their Facebook experience is. And they're not really communicating with any of their friends. Like, they might say,
I don't think you're really communicating anyway on Facebook. I think it's it looks like communication.
I think that's nonsense. If you can communicate through a computer, you can communicate through Facebook.
Yeah, but
I just don't think that a lot of people are.
It takes away the meaning from the communication. Just like the old chats, you know, you don't have the voice inflection, you don't have eye contact, and you don't have, it's not as meaningful as communication.
As voice communication.
But you're
not
getting as much information, but I mean, you can have a legitimate debate on Facebook.
Actually, a lot of time, I think you're getting a lot more information because people are willing to write and express themselves a lot more clearly in writing than they are when they're speaking.
Yeah, they're also likely to be more of an a-hole in writing as
well. As long as they get their point across also. Like,
but who are they getting their point across to? It's not usually the person who they're arguing with. It may be the person
you're
watching.
You don't argue for the sake of the person you're arguing with.
Okay,
you argue for the sake of the audience.
Right. As long as you know that, as long as you're aware that you're not going to convince this person who is not even listening to the things that you're saying, maybe the people watching are somehow benefiting.
How many Liberty forums did you troll before, not troll, lurk? How many Liberty forums did you lurk before you actually engage with anybody? Because you're like, I mean, that's
we're talking about Ian here. Thousands.
I think this is a good idea, but I don't really have anything to say yet. Let me go read this debate. But like, okay, cool.
Ian wouldn't necessarily probably be reading them. He'd be just marketing to thousands.
I think Facebook has damaged activism personally because I think more people are spending their time doing stupid Facebook crap than actually doing activism.
I don't think that anything has changed because of Facebook. If they were online and posting online before, they would have been online and posting online now.
I think forums were more productive.
Website.
Forums were a more productive way of posting because they could be moderated with a better, like for instance, on a forum.
Yeah, sure.
So one of the things Facebook does not have, and they've never tried to implement this, is the ability to move a thread from one group to another group. You can't do it. If you're in a group and somebody posts an off-topic thread, your only option is to delete the topic.
Right.
If you let it sit there, then you know it's going to clutter up the rest of the group. Whereas with a forum, if there was a topic, you know, if there was a sub-forum for X topic and then a sub-forum for other topics, then if somebody posted in the wrong forum, all the mod had to
do
was corral
the trolls.
I think there are pros and cons to Facebook versus forums, but like in a forum, like the Gen Pop isn't seeing my taxation as theft memes.
They're not,
I mean,
Facebook's different. We were talking about forum communication specifically, and I think Facebook fails on helping people communicate with one another. But let's change gears real fast, because you did bring Mirror's Edge Catalyst in, Johnson. What is it?
Well, it's a game that released today. This is why it's still in the
shrink wrap. You are itching to get home with this, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit tonight, but, you know, like, it's going to be too late.
This is like the shortest game of the week ever. What can you tell us about our listeners about this
game? Well, the back of it, very clearly, the tag line is fight oppression, claim your freedom. So right there.
Boom, that's all they need to know, right? You'll pick this one up. It's an action game.
It's fluid first person action.
First person.
Yeah, it's a and you can see your hands and body, so it really engages the proprioception of the body. It is a kind of a parkour action fighting.
Parkour?
Yeah, it's running around cities.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Jumping off of things?
Jumping from building to building. You can tuck and roll.
Is it multiplayer?
And stuff. Yes.
So you'll be playing with the 14-year-olds tonight?
No.
They'll be insulting you.
It's single player, but there is multiplayer racing elements and stuff like that of the game if you wanted to do that.
You'll have to tell us more about it when you've actually played it.
Sure.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.